This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome into Experience Wisconsin. Thanks for hanging out with us. Wow, think about what's in the rearview mirror. We talk about travel and tourism a lot on the show and cool things to do around our state. The views of Milwaukee, the lakefront, the Calatrava, downtown, all of that during the RNC in primetime, absolutely fantastic. So I didn't see it on TV because I was actually inside Fiserv Forum the nights of the convention, which, by the way, was a pretty interesting and cool experience. But I taped it because I wanted to get home and just see how our city and our region was portrayed, and it was absolutely amazing. Made me really, really proud to see how we did, and everybody to a T that I talked to inside the zone, from politicians to members of the national media and delegates, said they had a fantastic time. What a tribute to us. And it really, really was cool. And my goodness, this weekend, what we're in the midst of right now, the Harley-Davidson Homecoming, German Fest, the Air and Water Show on the lakefront. What a great Wisconsin weekend. So much stuff to do. We are right in the heart of it now. July and August into September, we really capitalize on having the great weather. And we are going to today spin you around the state, introduce you to some cool people and places. A little bit later on in the show, it's Maggie Marconi with the Wisconsin Historical Society. Chris Everett, Road America, will be with us coming up shortly. And of course, our conversation with Ann Sayers. We do that every single week. It's Experience Wisconsin on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having an absolutely fantastic weekend. One of the cool places in our state is Elkhart Lakes Road America. John Everett is the communications director there, and he is with us this afternoon. John, thank you so much for making some time for us.
John, I'm just as excited. Thanks again for having me.
I want to start with kind of a broad question, because when I think of Road America and all the cool stuff that you have up there, it really is more than just a racetrack, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We call it America's National Park of Speed for a reason, because what's really great is once you come up here, you can camp, you can hang out with family and friends. You're not dedicated to a seat. It's one of the few places where you can sit under a shade tree, put your feet in green grass, and watch some world-class racing. And you can move about the property. So once you come through the gate, you can find your favorite viewing location. Kids can go and play around in our family fun zones. Mom and dad can shop in the paddock shop. There's incredible concessions. So it's way more than just a racetrack. It's a true experience once people come through the gate. And we encourage people to explore our viewing trails, maybe do a scavenger hunt with all of our world-class carvings that are located around the grounds. And then also just maybe do a foodie-friendly extravaganza, just tour all the amazing concession stands, everything from mac and cheese to pulled pork and you name it, all of the greatest fare that you could ask for. So it's way more than just a racetrack, and that's why we call it America's National Park of Speed, because if there's not cars running on the track, you do feel like you're in a national park.
You are right, an unforgettable experience for fans and visitors alike. Let's talk about the fans of the racing, because you have a really diverse range of events this year when it comes to what's going to be happening on the track. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything from music festivals such as Grid Life all the way to vintage racing. Plus, we got some incredible sports car racing. August is kind of considered the sports car month, where you have IMSA at the first part of August. Then you have SRO coming the 16th through the 18th. So if you love BMWs, if you love Mercedes, if you love everything that you could possibly imagine under the sun as far as Jaguars and Bentleys and much, much more, it's all going to be here all month long. So if you're an enthusiast about cars, if you're interested in car shows, if you read the car magazines, or if you just love the colors, the pageantry, the excitement, throw the family in the car. Kids 16 and under get in free, and come on up here to Road America.
Family-friendly atmosphere. I'm glad you mentioned kids and mentioned the family, because you guys have a lot of stuff going on for little kids, for teens, and for adults, right?
It's the easiest thing in the world, because exactly, everybody 16 and under gets in free with a paying adult at the gate. So it's incredibly affordable. A lot of things are very costly these days. So it's great to kind of come up here and see things and explore things and do things. Plus, a lot of our events, almost all of our events, have an open paddock. And what that means is, maybe you may not be familiar with sports car racing with IMSA or SRO or the Fanatec GT World Challenge, but you can learn all about that by walking right up to the drivers, right up to the cars, get an autograph, get a photo, probably become a fan of one of your favorite brands, from BMW to Mercedes to you name it, and actually realize, hey, this is something cool. These guys are out here racing. What they learn on the track gets transferred to production vehicles all across the globe. So it's super cool to kind of come see and do the sights, the sounds, the smells, the feels, everybody has all access. I mean, imagine you can't really get down on Lambeau Field. You can't get down to field level. You can't really get down to field level at American Family Field. Here, you are almost right on the playing surface at Road America, and you're able to get up close and personal, almost into the locker room of some of these top drivers and top teams, plus also get down right on eye level of the racetrack as they go by at nearly 140 miles an hour. So that's incredible for youngsters to see, for moms and dads to see. Whether you're an enthusiast, a fan, or whether you're just a first-timer, it's definitely an experience because you are right there immersed in the action at Road America.
Speaking of immersed, are there interactive exhibits for the kids?
Absolutely. We have vendor displays. We have simulators. We have vendors handing out things all weekend long. So not only can you see some of your favorite brands from Lexus to Mercedes to BMW to Porsche, but you're able to actually learn about these vehicles, maybe sit in a simulator, maybe actually race the racetrack in a video game, get some things to take home and learn and experience. So it's a full feature event. So that's what we love about it, because the fan experience is something you have to see and do for yourself, from it's exploring the paddock area to checking out some of the food and beverages to also maybe jumping in a simulator and playing a video game. And who knows, you might actually be racing against a pro driver sitting right next to you.
That is so fun. Road America truly offers something special for everyone. You can camp there. I recommend you check that out. The website for more information is roadamerica.com. Tickets, schedules, all that good stuff. It's such a great website. Check it out. I was just on it before the interview. John Evert, Communications Director at Elkhart Lakes Road America. John, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. We look forward to seeing everybody here all through August.
You got it. So much stuff to do. Always good to catch up with John. Straight ahead, the Wisconsin Historical Society owns some of the coolest properties in our state. Family-friendly stuff for you to get on the calendar. That's up next on Experience Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, welcome back. Let's head to the Wisconsin Historical Society, where Maggie Marconi is the Deputy Administrator in the Division of Museums and Historic Sites. Maggie, thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
The Wisconsin Historical Society has so many cool sites. Tell us a little bit about some of the fun family activities this summer.
Oh my goodness. We have a lot of great stuff going on all over the state that your listeners can enjoy. The Wisconsin Historical Society has 11 historical sites, and we are currently open for the summer season. And I would especially love to tell you about what's going on at Old World Wisconsin, which is right there in your backyard in Eagle, Wisconsin, as well as Circus World that is in Baraboo.
Ooh, all right, let's do it. Let's start with Old World Wisconsin. What can you tell me about the great Old World Wisconsin?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's only about 45 minutes from downtown Milwaukee in Eagle. It is rated as one of the top attractions to take kids to in the Milwaukee area in the kids out and about. It is a 600-acre regional history attraction that really allows family to immerse themselves in 19th and early 20th century Midwestern immigrant farm and rural life. There are 60 original buildings, and you can spend the entire day there and just have a fabulous time.
I love it because you're right. It's so super family friendly. Yeah. Tell us about some of the activities that families can participate in there at Old World Wisconsin.
There is something for every taste. If you want, you can go check out the furry heritage breed farm animals like the Cotswold sheep. These are traditional historic animals that would have been found in previous generation farms before modern farming took over. And they're really, they're fun and different and really fun to meet. Mm-hmm. You can go on a high wheel bicycle adventure at the Wheelman's House.
Oh, that's fun.
Right? You can shop at the general store with our time traveler tokens. You can either pick up a gift from a bygone era, or you can make a leather keychain at the shoe shop. And I have made one of those leather keychains. It's actually really fun to do. You can check out the new Wagon Works makerspace and learn how to design a wheel. Or, you know, it is summertime, so if you want to, you can stop at the creamery to get an ice cream. Or if you're over 21, you can enjoy a cold beer at the new brew house.
I love that. Information can be found at oldworldwisconsin.org. Check out oldworldwisconsin.org. Kids 12 and under get in free from July 31st to August 4th. And again, August 7th through the 11th. Check out the website. All right, Circus World. I've been waiting to talk to you, Maggie, about Circus World. Tell us what makes Circus World so special.
It is a great place. It's located in Baraboo, Wisconsin. It's actually the site of the original Ringling Brothers Circus, where the five brothers began the circus brand in 1884. And Circus World Museum, which opened on that original site there where the winter headquarters were, celebrates circus arts and the legacy of the American circus. So when you're at Circus World, you can take in live circus performances. You can immerse yourself in circus history. You can walk through the preserved Ringlingville buildings. We have more than 260 authentic parade wagons, and they are gorgeous. Definitely recommend checking those out. And we also have exhibits that showcase unique treasures from the American circus.
Man, it's such a fun place. It's a cool place. And this summer, get on top of this. What are some of the special family activities that take place this season?
What a great place to take your family. Mm-hmm. So there's a daily Kids World Circus. This is where kids can create their own circus. Just like the Ringling Brothers did when they were kiddos, kids can play the parts of the different performers and animals in a fun big top production. Every day, we have a daily live circus performance that takes place under our iconic red and white big top tent. It features aerialists. It features cuddly poodles, camels, acrobats, master jugglers, and more. I was just there a couple weeks ago. You're going to love it. Make sure you catch the big top show. We also have, this is pretty rare, we have a daily human cannonball shot. It features one of America's premier human cannonball performers, Tina Miser. Tina is one of only two female human cannonballs in the entire world. And like I said, this is a great value. All of this is included in our general admission until the Big Top performance is closed for the season on September 1st.
All right. Where do people get more information if they want to plan that very cool visit to Circus World?
Yeah, if you go to your browser and type in circusworldbaraboo.org, you can get all the deets to make your visit happen.
All right, so circusworldbaraboo.org for that, and oldworldwisconsin.org for Old World. It's such a cool place. Maggie Marconi is the Deputy Administrator, Division of Museums and Historic Sites at the Wisconsin Historical Society. Put one of their stops on your list for the summer. Maggie, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Lots to see and lots to do. Up next, our conversation with the Travel Secretary, Ann Sayers.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right. Hope you're enjoying this great Wisconsin weekend. There's so much to do. I really appreciate you making some time for us as you run your errands or get to and from some really cool events. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, Julia Fellow and I talk to the Travel Secretary, Ann Sayers. Here is this week's conversation. Travel Secretary Ann Sayers is sponsored by TravelWisconsin.com. Check it out, TravelWisconsin.com. Ann, good afternoon.
Hi, team. How are you?
Good. We were just talking about this. So some of our guests have walk-on music, like baseball players have a song when they walk up to the plate. Should we come up with an Ann Sayers walk-on song? What kind of music would you like, Ann?
I have used Tina Turner's Simply the Best in the past.
Oh, wow.
She
excellent.
Is simply
because you are.
And we say that all the time because it's true. You are.
Well, she is. Wisconsin is. Our tourism industry is. There's a lot there.
Okay, Brandon, mark it down. Simply the Best by Tina Turner. That's what we're doing moving forward. That is an excellent, excellent, excellent choice, Ann. Open air art. That's the topic today. And outside in Wisconsin, man, all summer, this is a great thing to talk about, isn't it?
I just love this because, yes, we have these beautiful months of summer. We have incredible art across our state. When you combine the two, just what a perfect reason to get out.
And there's lots of murals, Ann, all over the state of Wisconsin, where you can also learn about local history.
Yeah, I don't know if folks know, but Ashland is just incredible for those two things. You can take a walk through history by checking out their extensive collection of murals. It's the Ashland Mural Walk. They have 21 murals spread around. It's really just like an 8-block downtown area, so you can really see everything. You're going to travel back in time. They're very skillfully painted murals that depict different parts of their local history. Some honor the people of the area. Some are about the natural beauty and the historic buildings. It's really a lot of fun. And then afterward, you can always grab something to eat at the Deepwater Grill. They've got sandwiches, salads, appetizers, and more. And they have a Lake Superior whitefish. And if you're there, you got to stay at the Best Western, the Hotel Shawamagon. It's a Victorian-style resort, a lobby full of antique furniture, ornate decorations, just that old-school charm. Very comfortable rooms, lake views, and in the evening you can take a stroll along the lake, and that's easily accessible right there from the Hotel Shawamagon. It's a great getaway.
It's a great getaway. And by the way, we have pictures of all this stuff, so you should be watching the live stream and you can see the pictures. Text the word watch, WATCH, to 855-616-1620, and you can see everything that we're talking about.
Yeah, the mural and the food looks so good.
It looks amazing, actually. Eau Claire, what's going on in Eau Claire?
Well, Eau Claire just happens to be the nation's largest rotating sculpture tour. They're the home to that, and you can actually help it take shape. The Eau Claire Sculpture Tour is a collection of more than 120 artworks. They're spread across the region. You can vote on which sculpture is your favorite, and the winner is purchased to be permanently added to the collection. You're going to find sculptures by local and international artists ranging from really like the whimsical to the wow-worthy. There's some that you can like play. They're kind of musical instruments. It's so much fun. And be sure to visit the downtown part of Eau Claire or the River Prairie Center in Altoona. There's large concentrations of sculptures in each. And the Phoenix Tap Room and Kitchen just opened a few weeks ago. And it's another big thing that Eau Claire is boasting about because it is the Midwest's largest self-pour tap room. So you can fill up a glass with beer, wine, cider, or a non-alcoholic beverage. They have 72 different self-pour taps. Plus, they've got this extensive tapas menu. So that's going to be a great afternoon / evening for you.
Uh-huh. That's up John's alley.
That sounds great, actually.
Again, text watch to our talk and text line, and you can see all of this. And coming up next, a double dose of outdoor fun in Door County.
It just doesn't matter how long I have this job. I discover something new about Door County all the time. There's just so much going on, and this includes the natural beauty enhanced with art. So you can start by making a stop at the Edgewood Orchard Galleries. It's a long-running gallery that welcomes visitors to wander just a tranquil sculpture garden in the woods. If a sculpture catches your eye, you can purchase it and add it to your garden at home. And you could also include a performance by the Northern Sky Theater in your itinerary. It's a professional theater company. They've been putting on outdoor performances at Peninsula State Park. What a setting. Since 1970, you are going to be wowed by unique, very unique experiences. They produce original plays and musicals, typically set in Wisconsin, written with a Midwest perspective. So get this. This year marks the 30th anniversary of the beloved comedy called Belgians in Heaven. It's a story about two Wisconsin farmers, an angel, and a talking chicken.
That's something, Ann.
I know. I feel like we all need to go see that. And then I have one more recommendation for you, which is you can channel your inner artist. This is actually an indoor activity, but it's a hands-on art studio. You can participate in one of their daily projects. You can do ceramics, mosaics, fused glass, or painting. The studio will even ship your artwork home, so you won't even have to worry about that part.
I love it. I love it. She is Ann Sayers.
You're sampling the best.
Yes.
You did it.
Chair dancing in the studio. For more information, check out TravelWisconsin.com. If you lined up all 50 travel secretaries, Ann would be at the top of the line, A number one, top tier, the best.
Number one, number two, and number three.
You're right about that. Ann, we love when you're with us. Thank you.
You're my favorite. Thank you.
Have a great rest of the day. I love Ann. She just has one of those really cool spirits. Hey, make sure you get out and about. I know it's a great time to be on the deck and on the patio and checking out your family stuff at home. But we have so much going on this weekend, whether it's German Fest, the Harley festivities, which are open to the public, by the way, or the Air and Water Show right on the lake. Check it out. There's just so many great things to do. If you'd like more information on this show, it's very easy. Check out WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercier. Thanks for hanging out. We'll talk to you again next week on Experience Wisconsin.